Morning.
Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Wanted to do show earlier today, but apparently Jerry didn't want to come home after walking him. He never wanted to stop. So a little bit later, and we're going to do something special. But Eddie didn't get up early either. He was up too late. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. We are going to do some fun stuff. I got pumpkin, and I got a gourd, and somewhere I had it crushed. Fortune Cookie Friday, yay! So I hope you're doing well and doing okay in the morning here. It is a long morning. It's Friday. It's trash day too. I didn't think about that. I had to go take the trash out. So lots of things that I was supposed to do. And I got to take my wife to work today because her bike's getting fixed. So good for her. I'm home. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very tactical and practical way. So you can give value to your customer, not work crazy hours, have a little fun in the office. So we're going to do some fun stuff today. Hope you enjoy it and share this with your teams. Let me know. I would love to see if you take this and do it with some teams or you do it with yourself and then you have your own little video, we'll go through it. Post a little image of it. That'd be cool. Right, Bubs? And I got a bubble tail right here in the corner. Here. Oh, she's here. There's the cat. I always wanted her to dress her as a Sheriff Callie from this Disney show because she's a calico. Anyway, all right. So the fun thing we're doing today, and I'm going to keep this little short, simple. This is something you can do with any teams. So last night, we went out, Eddie and I bought some pumpkins. He was supposed to do this with me, which kind of, to be honest with you, kind of sucks. He was really looking forward to it. He had a pumpkin. So we'll do something with him later. But you got a little pumpkin. We got two of these for $5. Wasn't too bad. Any grocery store can do it because you want to do something that anybody can do in your team without having to really go crazy over it. And that's what we got here. Turn on, I'll see if we're live. It looks like we're live. Cool. Anyway, got a little pumpkin. So basically the idea behind a pumpkin contest is anybody take one of your little trusty markers and you do a little contest. You draw some, you have people that do some things. You need to take some time. I'm doing this really fast just because we're crazy here. And I'm drawing my little pumpkin. I don't know if you can see it. There it goes, the little thing. So I'm drawing a little pumpkin. Something that you can, do with your crew. And the reason why I do markers, one, you can do this live. So you can also do other things. We might do another thing next Friday since it is September and fall here in the Northeast. And we love our pumpkins Actually, I love pumpkin pie, to be honest with you. Pumpkin bread's awesome, cool. But we do that. Let's see. So I drew some eyes. Do some ears. I can draw some hands. Whiskers. Should I do some whiskers, kitty? Is this bubbles? Am I drawing bubbles? I might be drawing bubbles. Do a couple different colors. Maybe some reds. Make the eyes all red. Make a red eye. It's kind of hard to see with the lighting from the show. But, everyone goes off and does their own little thing. Get some red there. And some purple. I'll do a purple nose. Purple nose looks like red, though. I don't think the purple does anything. Is it looking like a kitty cat? I don't know. There we go. It's kind of looking crazy. But you can do this in the office remotely. I wanted to do something that you can do in the office where you're remote so everyone can sit and you take, you can do this in a half hour. Give everyone a half hour. Just a little pumpkin drawing contest, maybe. And I'm using a trusty, what you would call it, marker. Anyway, drew a little pumpkin. So you can do a little pumpkin contest.
Right, Jer? I mean, Bubbles.
Jerry. Oh, my poor Jerry. He's not feeling good today. Something fun you could do in the office, right? That doesn't take a lot of energy, doesn't cost a lot of money. Not big on spending a lot of money on this show. Make sure we're comfortable with everyone, because not everyone, not even me, why don't I have multiple black pens? I don't know. I put the wrong one on the wrong one. What are you going to do? So I put the black ink top on purple, and I have no idea what happened to the red one. I'll have to find, oh, there she is. She's over here rolling behind the computer. So I got them all put together. So basically your little dry erase markers, do markers. Everyone has kids stuff, and you could do a little contest like that. Another contest you can do, which we thought of when we were there, is crazy gourd contest. I got this one. It's cost $5. It's pretty though. Looks like, I don't know. It looks like an alien. Could be a squid thing. Looks like that thing from not Predator. Is it Predator? Yeah, Predator, I guess. Not Predator. Whatever. Alien. Arrgh, looks like something that's gonna pop out of alien, eat you. I don't know. Could be anything. But you can do like a gourd contest where everyone, you know, brings two gourds in on your meeting and your fun time and says, okay, let's all vote on who has got the craziest gourd, right? You can do a gourd and put contest in there, win prizes, stuff like that. In the virtual, you can just, and you can put your, you know, I really recommend, by the way, is when you do this, get everyone to snap a picture on their work computer, whatever they have, because that you can do. And save it and put it up like on a, if you have Jira Confluence page or a little web page or wiki page or whatever you want to do, and put it up there for everyone to see that your team is fun. And you figure out who is the winner. Or you could do this, you could do a drawing contest, right, on the pumpkin, right? You can post him up on the wiki page and invite people to rate or vote for the best pumpkin drawing, right? And you only get a half hour. You want to keep it to a half hour. You don't want to go crazy. There may be other stuff you can do. We'll talk about that later with pumpkins on maybe on the next episode, because we got some time before Halloween. And you could do that too. So this is something fun you can do. I wish Eddie was here. We could have done a pumpkin drawing contest. Maybe what I'll get him to do is draw his pumpkin thing, give him a time limit, and then maybe we'll put some pictures up on and LinkedIn and stuff, and people can vote. Vote for Eddie or vote for Greg's pumpkin. Whose pumpkin's better? That would be a cool. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'll do that. I'll have him draw his pumpkin so he can participate. We'll both get our picture. And then I'll put up a poll up there on LinkedIn, and everyone can vote on who had the better drawn pumpkin. Maybe even get Isabella to do it. Maybe my wife. Who knows? Anyway, so that's the idea. Something simple, something easy, that you can have some fun. Use that creative brain. Get that creative brain working outside of what you do on that list. This would be a fun time activity. You could do it in a half hour. Doesn't take very long. So there you go. If anybody has an excuse why they can't do something fun, there's something fun anybody can do anywhere in the world, to be honest with you. Any kind of gourd. Gourds are everywhere. If you don't have a pumpkin, use a piece of fruit, a watermelon, some kind of melon. Something you can draw on and make funny faces and have a contest. So with that, how you doing, Bubs? We're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay, Fortune Cookie Friday. Let's see what the Fortune Cookie has to say. So we'll see what the Fortune Cookie has to say. And we're opening up the Fortune Cookie. Here comes the Fortune Cookie. Sorry for everybody out there with the microphone probably crackling with that bag. Let's see what the fortune cookie has to say. And today, the fortune, we got to read the lucky numbers because maybe someone will win the lottery or something. Lucky numbers. 8, 28, 4, 36, 7, and 5. The lucky numbers this week are 8, 28, 4, 36, 7, and 5. Cool. Only two of those numbers are Fibonacci numbers, 5, right, and 8. I should do that now. From now on, I go, are any of these numbers Fibonacci numbers? Okay, we'll do that. All right. Here it is. Laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired. That's funny. Laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired. Laziness. So maybe your brain is getting ready to go out there and do some creative thinking. I don't know. I don't know how the laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired. If I told that to my I'd be in trouble. she would say that for me. Anyway, so I guess the big thing is let your mind get into that creative juices. We talked about the other day about setting some time aside for random thought. Sometimes that laziness is that random thought. People say, oh, you're lazy. Expand your mind to what it is because you may come up with an idea that you got to work your tail off to get it implemented. So that's what you want to do. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Referring to yesterday, you can say laziness. Hey, what are you doing? That's kind of lazy going to draw up some pumpkins and stuff like that. That's because we're getting a little break and working hard and really to put out product and thinking our brains are tired. So using a different part of your brain to think differently may give you a break so that you can get in and go back to do what you're doing. So with that, we'll go with that. I want to wish everyone a happy day and do a little crazy gourd contest, right? Pick some gourds out of the store. Go to support your local farmer, maybe. Pick some crazy ones. I got this one. Again, I think it looks like an alien or something that's going to go suck my brains out. And then you could do a little virtual pumpkin drawing contest. So I'll have Eddie do his. Maybe we'll get Isabella. She can do. Well, Eddie is the only one who did it because Isabella didn't go out and get out of the car. So maybe he gets rewarded by doing a contest against Dad. So we'll see. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great day. Happy Friday. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you next time. Sorry I couldn't get up earlier, but no one wanted to come back in the house to go for a walk. I guess the hurricane's coming. And, and hopefully all the people in Puerto Rico who got hit by the previous hurricane are getting back together and praying for them in Puerto Rico and for those in Florida who got smacked by the hurricane. It sounds like it's going to come and hit South Carolina, or the Carolinas too. So wish them the best and the best luck of getting back to work and back to their houses. I think get your family together first. Don't worry about work. Work will be there. You'll have that, but you got to make sure your family's good. So pray for them all and wish them the best. Take care. Bye.